Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country focused interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. He's going to give us this weekend's Avalanche forecast. Brett, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, we're kind of sliding towards the tail end of the season here, but want to make sure we get information out still for folks who are still getting up there in the hills.
Yeah, it's crazy to think the end of the season is almost here. It feels just yesterday we were starting these conversations and how fun they've been. I mean, we've talked about a lot. You've done a great job informing the public. It's just been really nice to have you do this. So thank you again for always doing this for us.
Oh, this has been great. You know, hopefully your listeners get some valuable information out of this and learn some stuff about how to stay safe out there. It's really great to be able to do this.
So let's jump right into that safety then. We were talking before we came on air. Last few weeks have been pretty crazy in terms of weather and avalanche activity. Is that right?
Wow. You know, March really delivered quite a bit of snow and quite a bit of avalanche activity as well. You know, the all these storms we have basically brought us up to normal snow and water numbers for the season now. So that's been good news, but it has been a little bit touchy. We've been having issues with these older weak layers that formed during the dry periods early in the winter. You know, we had weak snow from November, December, and January, and it still was plaguing us up to just last week. Like I was saying before we got on the air here, I think I counted either 5, 6, or 7 full burials. I've actually lost track. Full burials for where snowmobilers were caught, carried, and fully buried in avalanches. And all of them survived, which is good news. There was some luck there, and also there were some prepared folks as well. They were ready for an accident like that. So, quite an active week. Now things have calmed down, but we're still concerned about those layers moving into the tail end of the season here. That's kind of the unfortunate thing.
And, you know, we always talk about the importance of having that equipment, being prepared, and the luck aspect that can come into surviving these avalanches, because sometimes that's what it comes down to is luck, especially when conditions can be just unpredictable as all I can get out.
Yeah, right. And that's the deal with our current structure, the snowpack structure right now, is it still somewhat unpredictable. We don't exactly know which slopes are going to be stable and which ones might release on us. I was looking back at some historical records, and I was noticing that the last year we were dealing with a similar snowpack was 2022. And that year we had a string of avalanches that broke into older weak layers deep in the snow. And the thing is usually at this time of the season, we're not concerned about that. Everything is healed up, the snowpack is stable, but this is a little bit of an odd situation. So that year, we still had avalanches breaking deep into March, and the last one that I recorded that year that broke deep was April 2nd. So, and this year has a very similar snowpack, if not worse. So that's really what I'm looking at here as far as, you know, judging when these persistent weak layers are going to be a thing of the past. But I don't trust it. That's the bottom line. It's just too unpredictable still.
Yeah, history doesn't always repeat itself, but it tends to rhyme. So that's something you definitely are going to be on the lookout for, is that persistent weak layer, which week after week after week has been one of the main concerns we've had along the skyline. And this week, kind of a newer one coming with some of the warmth. They're going to have some wet snow up there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's always a kind of a concern in the springtime. Pretty typical, nothing out of the ordinary there. In the mornings everything's frozen up really nice and solid. By midday things are have softened from the warming and the sun, and then by late afternoon we have very sloppy conditions. Now when things get super saturated and sloppy, that's the time to start avoiding steep slopes. So it's a pretty easy avalanche problem to manage in the springtime. Just when, if you're out there and you're noticing it's really sloppy, you're punching deep into the snowpack, that's the time to avoid being on or below any steep slopes. So that That's pretty straightforward. But now as we move later into the season, there also is a chance that these warm temperatures will awaken those deeper weak layers. Now, usually when that happens, people are out of the mountains and they're not recreating. It's kind of that shoulder season when these things release deeper. But it is a concern, and we're going to be keeping a close eye on that stuff as the end of the season nears.
Now, as always, if people are wanting to explore the Manti skyline this weekend, if they want to get out and see what it has to offer, what are some things you think that they should be on the lookout for in terms of avalanche danger?
Yeah, so the in a nutshell, the most dangerous situation is still going to be found in the upper elevations, steep slopes, like very steep slopes that face north, northeast, and east. That's where the most dangerous conditions are going to be found. Aside from that, you're going to be able to travel around out there relatively safely. You're not going to find many places to actually trigger one of these deep avalanches unless you're up on those very, very steep slopes. So that's something to keep in mind. The majority of the terrain is actually fairly safe. It's not until you start really pushing it into the steep stuff, high elevations, and those north through east facing slopes. And then always, as we mentioned almost every week, one of the most important things is to arm yourself with some information. And you can do that at UtahAvalancheCenter.org. Get that daily avalanche forecast. It's updated by 7 o'clock each morning. Or check it out on the Utah Avalanche Center app, available for both Android and iPhone as well. So that is one important thing to do before you head into the mountains. See what the conditions are, and then you know what to expect once you get up there.
Yeah, no, that app is such a useful tool. I mean, having the slope measuring tool right there in your pocket, it's so valuable. Now, Brett, as we approach the end of avalanche season, has there been any part of the season that's really been stood out to you as kind of your favorite, or has there been anything really enjoyable happening up on the skyline for you?
Oh, you know, yes, for sure. The last month has been just outstanding as far as riding conditions up there. You know, it's been really intense for me investigating all these avalanches and trying to keep a handle on what the stability is doing. But, you know, there's so much good low-angle terrain up there that I've really enjoyed all this fresh powder that we've had. Both skis and on snow machines. You know, Ski-Doo is a big partner for us. They've been providing these awesome machines for us, and I can't tell you how much fun I've had on that machine over the last month. So definitely a highlight with all this fresh powder that we've enjoyed.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with fresh powder. Always makes for a good time. Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, you know, just like I say, we have a little bit of an out of the ordinary situation this year, where usually at this point we have very stable conditions, and it's not the case. I don't totally trust it out there, so I'm still urging folks to use caution. You know, a lot of times we can just go willy-nilly and go anywhere we want to at this point, but I don't feel confident that that's the case this year, so continue to use caution as we slide through the tail end of the season.
Well, Brett, thank you as always for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center, and we were talking this weekend's avalanche forecast. For an up-to-date forecast, you can visit, as always, utahavalanchecenter.org. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.